We're talking with Dr. Steve Ondra. He's the Senior Policy Advisor for Health Affairs at the Veterans Affairs Department. He's a recent appointee of the Obama administration, and it's great talking with you. Thanks for joining me.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your background. You're new in this job, but obviously not new to the medical field.
No, I actually was Director of Neurosurgery at Northwestern University, and also advised on health policy in a variety of capacities, both at the Department of Defense, part of the CMS Medical Coverage Advisory Committee, and in other ways advise on health policy and IT.
Now, you're going to speak this morning. Yesterday you spoke at the Health IT Conference about the Virtual Lifetime Electronic Record, VLER. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, the Virtual Lifetime Electronic Record really came about on April 9th of 2009 when President Obama announced with Secretaries Shinseki and Gates that the VA and DoD would establish an electronic record that would encompass all of the important health and administrative data for a service member or veteran from the day that they were sworn in till the day they're laid to rest, and actually beyond in terms of their families. That's important because by encompassing that entire body of data from all different sources, it streamlines the ability of a veteran to receive the benefits that they've earned through service to their country, as well as our military members, making care and benefits more convenient for them to access. And it really is a way to pull all these disparate pieces of information and data together into a single lifetime record. That's really a strategy then, and not a single acquisition, to use the Nationwide Health Information Network to pull that data together.
Well, there's so many questions. One of the ones I have is, consistent with preserving privacy of the individual records, can that body of records, as it gets developed over the years and decades, be used for medical research on trends?
Sure. That's an important question. And security, privacy, and authorization are the foundation of this, and we need to respect and preserve that for all of our service members, veterans, and frankly, all of the citizens. Yeah, having said that, can data be aggregated in a fashion that is de-identified? Those are going to be questions that are possible. We need to wrestle with that, looking at our veteran service organizations, organizations, and other representatives of privacy, to make sure as we consider those things that are possible, that we do it in a way that does respect privacy and security.
And so what is the basic way of identifying someone that ties them to that record in their lifetime? What's the thinking of how we'll get that done?
Sure. Identification and correlation. You know, not only making sure you have the individual, but you have the right individual.
Right.
So if you have Joseph Smith, you want to make sure that you have the right Joseph Smith out of the universe of Joseph Smiths. And so right now, we're using the identifiers in the DoD, the DEERS identifier, the VA has an identifier. We're working through correlations, and as we do that, that's one of the reasons that we're having a series of pilots to work through the different ways that we can refine and work with identification, both within the VA and DoD, but also with the private sector. One of the key parts of VLER that's different from what we've done before is it engages the private sector. The fact is that over half of all the care received by a veteran in our system is delivered in the private sector. No matter how good VA and DoD interoperability is between our two systems, we're missing over half the data that's out there that's important to a veteran to receive the best care that they can receive and the benefits they can receive. VLER will engage that private sector through the NHIN, Nationwide Health Information Network.
We're talking with Dr. Steve Ondra. He's the Senior Policy Advisor for Health Affairs at the Veterans Affairs Department. And this whole idea of this record and part of the private sector being involved, too, my question was, how does the records that might be employed by the private sector that follow the architecture that's developed by the federal government, how do those interact with the practice management that is conducted by those people in the private sector? Is that interoperability part of this whole thinking?
Yeah, that's what's so important about standards, because standards allows you, a standards for data exchange, allows you to exchange the data between different systems and doesn't dictate a type of system. So much like you do with email or with banking, you can go to different banks and use your cash card because there's a common standard for data exchange. You can email between people because there's common data exchange, even though they're different systems that you may be on. So what the NHIM provides us is those standards for data exchange that will empower the engagement of all systems, not any single system.
Now, you have some pilots going for VLER. Tell us about those.
The first pilot that we had was in San Diego, and we began that in December of 2009. And the DOD was included in January of 2010, and that was between VA, DOD, and Kaiser Permanente in San Diego. That was the first use of the NHIN for bidirectional two-way exchange of health data in a clinical setting. The purpose of that pilot was, anytime you do something new, is the goal is to find where the things are that we should improve, what are the needs that we didn't anticipate, and now we're going to take that information and begin a second pilot in the Virginia Tidewater area. And once we find out, employ the needs that we developed from San Diego, find the new needs and add a new capability, we'll run some other pilots during 2010 and 2011 with the goal of a nationwide deployment in calendar year 2012.
So that's really upon us now. So
yes.
The electronic record is almost a reality, is that what it sounds like?
Yes. Yeah, that's the important part. Is the we have a series of pilots, each that will add a capability and test a capability, refine a capability that will build towards a nationwide deployment. And even though those capabilities aren't refined, the veterans that participate and service members that participate in the pilots will benefit from the capabilities that are already there.
Now, what kind of access to the record will the individual whose record it is have? Because you can't have people, you know, prescribing themselves things or saying they had operations they didn't have. So how do you control that, or is there any access by the individual?
Yeah, well, access by the individual, we're, right now we're looking at provider-to-provider interoperability to have a provider look at care. We are also on a separate line looking at how we empower personal health records, so a service member or veteran to download their record into a personal health record. That's a separate action that we are engaging in.
So maybe some kind of read-only type of
yes.
process, maybe through a web browser might be something you envision?
Right.
And what's the cost of all this, do you think? Is this going to drive down health care costs, do you hope?
Well, you know, one thing that we're aware of in the VA is how much savings electronic health records create. In fact, I believe that there'll be an article coming out today or tomorrow in Health Affairs that will discuss exactly the cost savings the VA has realized through the deployment of electronic health records. As soon as that's published, we'll be happy to talk about it, and that should be today.
Now, as a practicing physician and also a specialist and also a professor of medicine, what does this mean to you career-wise to see this actually taking shape?
This is probably the single most exciting development that I've seen in my medical career. And that's saying something. I'm a neurosurgeon. It's a pretty exciting field. This is the most exciting development I've seen because it is a game changer. It can improve the way we care for patients in ways that are almost unimaginable. The ability to add efficiency to your diagnosis, speed to understanding problems, avoiding medical errors, avoiding redundant testing, and getting to the right answer for the patient in a way that also saves in terms of cost, an important thing to delivering care in the U.S. today. These are win-wins. It's a empowering technology.
Well, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
And that's Dr. Steve Ondra. He's Senior Policy Advisor for Health Affairs at the Veterans Affairs Department. At the AFSEA Bethesda Health IT Day, I'm Tom Temin, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.